Welcome to Parenting Matters. We talk about parenting matters. Why? Because parenting matters. Well, hello and welcome to Parenting Matters. This is, episode 30 something. And
it's been a while.
It has been a while, and we're really excited that all of you have jumped on the Parenting Matters team. We've given you a lot of information over the course of the last 6 months. There have been a lot of different topics, and there have been some things that you've probably heard of, some things that you knew you needed to do, some things that you've been doing. But you're probably sitting there going, how am I ever going to get all this done?
Yeah.
Right?
It's a lot.
I heard a comedian say one time, I have so much to do, I just want to go take a nap.
Yeah, I feel like that sometimes.
And I think with parenting, it's sometimes like that.
I'm sure it is.
There's so much to do that you find yourself not doing much of anything.
Right. Because it's overwhelming even just thinking about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, yes. And it's a big responsibility. So it's not even just like there's so much to do. It's like, I could really mess somebody up here.
Yeah, yeah. There is that responsibility level.
I do this wrong.
There's also the reality that there's daily things that you have to do just to keep them alive, right?
Yeah.
You have to feed them several times a day. And you have to, make sure they get to bed on time, make sure they have structure. Yes. You have to make sure they're schooled.
Going to school,
All of the things that are not negotiables,
right,
you have to do. And then to throw in the things that we've talked about,
right,
adds to that level.
Yeah,
so typically the thing that we don't do is the thing that is probably the most important.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like in our own personal lives. When we get stressed or we get bogged down with a lot of things, the first thing that we cut out is our spiritual life, which is the thing that really propels us. I believe, and I know you believe, that is the thing that propels us to be better at the other parts of life.
Right.
But
and
for
it's
some reason,
what gives us that energy and gives us that motivation. Yeah. So it's an interesting circle of faith, really.
And why would you cut that out, right? Why would you take the thing that, because we don't perceive it, right? It's the thing that is easiest to cut out because
it's not physically
touch
it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so you cut that out, just like parenting. The parenting tips and tricks that we've talked about, the blessings from last week, and the different little things that go a long way, creating disciples with your kids.
Easier to cut those out.
Yeah, it's easy to cut those out because
you're so focused on the...
It's harder to post that on Facebook.
Well, that's also true.
And it's harder to...
It's also true.
It's harder to measure that necessarily.
Yeah.
Whereas school grades, sports... Mm-hmm. Feeding.
Plus, all of there's accountability for those things, right? Like, if you don't go to school, somebody notices. If you don't feed your children,
somebody notices.
It will start to show.
People judge you if you don't have your kids in sports.
Yeah, like there's some accountability to those things where maybe those spiritual matters or even just those more important things aren't. It's all just internal accountability, and that's hard sometimes.
Right. So today we wanted to talk about the anxieties of. We all know that we need to do these things, but we're not doing these things, or maybe we're not doing these things as well as we want to.
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted to talk a little bit about the anxiety that we have, knowing that there is so much to do. There's so many responsibilities to cover. And although 18 years when you're dealing with toddlers and babies seems like a long way away, it's really not.
Comes up fast.
It comes up very fast. And then you go, oh man, I've missed it. And then you try to grasp and figure it out and
force it.
And then it's usually not received as well.
Right.
But we just want to say, first and foremost, relax.
Take a deep breath.
Yeah, exactly.
You can do this.
And take it one day at a time.
For sure. And one step at a time. Choose a small goal. Don't try to do it all at once.
Yeah, that really is the first step, is to take that small goal and do that, whatever it might be. Maybe it's reading a scripture to your kids every morning before they leave, or maybe it is just praying for your kids. Wherever you are in your spiritual journey with your kids, as far as discipleship or just parenting matters, start there. Start with the basic. It doesn't have to be this huge, extravagant thing.
Right. It doesn't have to be this grand weekend that you planned or some curriculum that you're walking through or any of those things. Yeah.
No, it can
small
just
steps.
Be something as small as, you realize you haven't prayed as much for them as you want to.
Mm-hmm.
And you can start a good prayer routine for your kids to ask God to to really do in them what you want that you can't do. Yep. And of course you pray for yourself as well.
Yep. And that has a big effect. Again, this goes back to, we think that like those are the things that, because we can't physically see and touch, we kind of give up doing them because we're not seeing something come out of it. But those are the things that really will make the biggest difference in your child's life, is just praying for them.
Yeah,
because God moves.
And it helps you to realize that you're not 100% in control of this kid.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep, that is true.
You realize that later on in life, typically as a parent.
They kind of become their own person. That, and you're like,
no matter
what
you did, they're going to be who they really are.
Yeah.
And you have to let that go at certain points.
Yeah. And that's hard.
That is very hard. That's hard for a lot of people who enjoy control. And I think everybody enjoys a level of control. Some,
or just even, you know, you're like, man, I really thought I was good at disciplining my children, and now they're acting like a crazy person.
Yeah, and that's, you know, and, yeah. And, sorry. Yeah. You know, that's just the way it is. So, yeah, that would be the first thing we'd say. Just relax, take a breath, and start with something small.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it is overwhelming, and it can be overwhelming, and you don't want to be overwhelmed. Because, again, you get overwhelmed, take a nap, you don't do anything. You don't want to do that.
Yeah.
So the next thing we want to talk about is, you know, once you've taken that first step, where do you go from there? So what is your goal? What is it that you really want for raising your kids? What do you want them to be? We've said all along in Parenting Matters that we want to raise good adults, not good kids. And so how does that look like in your life, right? Do you want, whatever that is, make that goal.
Have the end in mind, right? Like, don't just try to do things to do things, but really think about what you're trying to accomplish, what you're trying to achieve.
Yes. Think about what you really are trying to achieve.
What qualities do you want them to have as an adult? What character traits? What things like that? Yeah.
And sometimes you do those things unintentionally.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you look and take a survey, you have made priorities and made goals. Maybe you didn't set them. But think about it. If you spend 5 days a week at sporting events, that's your goals. That's what you want them to
have
be.
A successful
you want them to
athlete.
You want them to be successfully you know, athletic, and that's fine. But is that over the priority of their spiritual growth?
Right?
Because if they're in sports 5 or 6 days a week, they're probably not in church, or they're probably not, they're probably not a ton of time for you to get home.
To invest in them.
And invest in them in the way that you should. Because again, it definitely isn't all about coming to church. You can certainly disciple your kids and make them into strong followers of Christ and never attend church a day in your life. But it is a wonderful partner.
Yeah.
For
we talked
you.
About that, the community, you just encourage each other and remind each other you're not alone. So you can do it without coming to church, but it's harder.
That's right. And it's certainly not the design of God. God wants you to be in community with people and whatever that looks like, whether it's a big church, whether it's a small house church, whether it's some type of community group, whatever it is, you need to be in that community so that you can make sure your priorities are lined up properly. Because again,
and you get advice from other people, and
the very small portion of your children are going to go pro in something and make money off of the sports that
even to play in college.
Yeah, exactly.
Is small.
A
like
very,
you're
very
thinking
small
maybe
percentage.
A scholarship in college, but
that's few and far between.
Yeah.
And you know, if that's your goal and you're working every day to that, what happens at the end of 18 years when either they decide they don't like the sport that you've had them in all their life, or it comes to the end, through the fact that maybe they're not good enough, which is possible, most likely, or even an injury or something that was unforeseen. Listen, that's the problem with having the priorities in the wrong places.
Yeah.
And
it
that's why you get the anxiety that you get.
Yeah.
No one ever had an if your main goal is for your kid to grow up to be a fully engaged follower of Christ, and you spend your time
an
and
awesome
do
goal.
That at the end, you know, you can say you did everything you could do, and they get to make their own decisions, thankfully,
and the Holy Spirit works in them and
that's
his timing,
and that's also something that you can work on them for a lifetime. Again, if they're playing soccer and you can force them to go to soccer practice every day, and you can, but eventually that career comes to an end, and then what are you going to talk about?
I mean,
that's that's the reality. You don't want to try to start talking spiritual stuff to your kids at 20, 25 years old.
You can.
If you've ignored it.
If you haven't. But
yeah, yeah, right. It's not a,
it's not
don't
ideal.
Just go, well, it's too late. But if you want it to mean something to them in a greater, more depth, in-depth right. way, it needs to be more than just a surface level. Well, we went to church every once in a while, or we went to, you know, we prayed before dinner. It needs to be something that yeah. they can see in your life. And again, this goes all the way back to the first, probably one of the first things that we talked about yeah. in Parenting Matters, which is if you're not modeling mm-hmm. your faith to your kids, then yeah. they're probably not going to grab it.
Yep. And like when you, like you're saying, if you really invest in discipling your children and helping them become more like Christ, they become like the richest, fullest version of themselves, of who they truly are. And so maybe they're still awesome soccer players and they just have joy and they play with integrity and they work hard at it because the Lord says to work hard at all things, you know, like all like spiritual, those spiritual disciplines really come into play in their schoolwork, their sports, all those areas. So, I mean, you really, it's not really a win-win.
Definitely. Yeah. Okay, so let's go to the third thing. The third thing is, okay, we've talked a lot about you have this anxiety and here are the couple things that you can do to move forward. So then here's the next thing. I would say, and we touched on it a little bit, but get in community. Mm-hmm. Get with a group of people that yes. are of like mind or
that have the same
slightly
goals.
Different, but yeah. have the same goals, mm-hmm. the same desires to raise their kids in a Christ-following family, and join them in community.
Yeah.
You know,
and
that's,
talk about
yeah.
your fears and anxieties and
absolutely. And
struggles.
Listen, that can be your family. If yeah. you're super close with your family, that
you
definitely can be your family
yeah.
because, you know, there's no greater bonds than that of the family.
Yeah.
But maybe you're not in a situation where your family is around as much, mm-hmm. or maybe you're just not that close. There are communities available, churches and that are in your neighborhoods and
yeah.
just even in the sports leagues. Whatever it is, don't try to do it on your own.
Yeah.
The greatest anxiety that most people feel is that they are on their own and there's nobody that understands what they're going through.
Right.
And then that can spiral out of control, that nobody cares about them,
yes,
that they're
yeah.
not good enough.
It's just like a sinking pit, right? Like
yeah.
sinking sand, whatever it's called. Yeah.
So find that community. Find yeah. someone. Be willing to reach out
mm-hmm.
and be vulnerable to say, man, I've got questions.
And don't just wait till you're really down to reach out, but reach out even when you think things are going well. And build that community. That's going to be the best time to build that community because you're probably not going to want to reach out when you're, you know, when you're down.
And it's a little weird for people if you reach out and you're a whiner.
Yeah.
And you're, you know, you're at that place
you're
where you're
really
at the bottom.
Yeah.
Fairly needy. And although there are a lot of good people and they will help you more than likely, especially if they're Christ followers. But, you know,
it's just better to have that community
yeah,
in place.
It's
based on
you want to avoid
things.
Those
yeah.
spirals and out of control
yeah.
states.
Yeah.
So that when you do move towards something like that, and mm-hmm. even in community, you're going to move towards those times where the anxiety levels get higher, but you're already established in
right.
there.
Yep.
You know, it's a little intimidating for people, for somebody to come at them and say, I've got all this stuff going on. I need you to help me with
help
it.
Me.
And they're like, oh,
yeah.
wow, man, I've got my own stuff going
right.
on.
And then they don't feel qualified to help. And it's just not authentic. We talk about yeah. that a lot. It's not an authentic relationship of give and take. And
yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So yeah, find community now.
Yeah. For sure.
Especially after COVID. I think that's hard. We kind of talked about that, but people are definitely feeling alone. People are telling me, like, I didn't even really realize, like, how much I was struggling, you know, but it's so good to be back in church and back in community and things. So everybody's looking for community. Now's a great time to find one. Everybody's
it absolutely
open.
Is. And it's,
they're like, they want it.
They recognize the need. And I think that
yes.
one of the great... Again, I don't even know if a failure could possibly be the word. One of the great failures for us as a church staff and what we realized in this time is that we had not created a great enough web of care and accountability
yeah.
for the church as a whole. And so we've created a great way to do that. If
mm-hmm.
you're looking for a way to make sure that you are doing your part to be cared
connected.
For or actually just yeah. to care for others, we would encourage you to join the Trifecta. You can go to our website, m1bc.org, hit the connect button, and you'll see Trifecta at the top. That is a web of care and accountability that you can join. And what you're doing is you are saying that you're going to choose three people that you are going to check in with every other week. Now, it's not a two-way street. It's like, it's not like you're forming a partnership necessarily. You're checking in on those three people.
Yeah.
And in turn, you're going to ask those three people to contact their own three people. And through that, we're going to care, you know, somebody's going to ultimately choose you as well. And through that, we would say that we will have at least three people that are being contacted by you that you are connected to, that they now feel connected by you. Mm-hmm. It's a great way to start. And it was certainly a way to encourage them. I called my trifecta last week. And even though I called them, they're of course asking how I'm doing.
Oh, for sure. Right. Yeah.
And so they're connected. I just chose those three to be part of my group, part of my trifecta. And they're going to choose three other people that they're going to check in with. But it works both ways. It's not simply just a one-way street. Well, so I'd encourage you to do that.
What did they say? Like the best way to like forget about your troubles is to help someone else, you know? So if you're feeling kind of down, instead of like wanting someone to fill your bucket, reach out and fill someone else's bucket. And then that's going to lift you up.
Yeah, you'll realize that the problems that you've got going on are not unique.
Right.
They're not the end of the world. And that you can still be of great value, mm-hmm. even in the midst of difficult things that you've got going on.
And it's really just a phone call. You can choose anybody you want, right? Like,
that's right.
You just pick your friend, pick whatever.
Yeah, you can pick. We're asking anybody that's at M1BC to pick other people at M1BC so that we know that everyone within the church are covered.
Right.
Before we start making it an outreach portion. Because again, like we determined there was a lot of people that were part of this church, but not really connected within this church. And we want to make sure that everybody is connected. We want to get connected. And then we want to connect others to this body as well.
Mm-hmm.
So those are really three great things. Do you have anything that you'd like to offer?
I think one thing I just go back to is, be careful how much time you're spending on Facebook and comparing yourself to other parents. I think that's one of the biggest causes for anxiety, and where we just feel overwhelmed or like they're doing it all, I'm doing nothing, I just give up, and so just be careful how you're comparing to what you perceive you see in other people on Facebook or wherever.
The comparison trap does create quite an anxiety, and more than likely those people are only putting on the best of the best. It's possibly the only time they've ever done it, and it may not even be 100% real. There's definitely a slant to it to add impressive value to try to get likes and attention. And not always.
There are
some people that are out there doing great things.
And they're authentic in their posts.
Yeah, and it's wonderful.
But God has gifted you.
But again, even then, don't compare.
Right. God has gifted you differently. Yep. How you connect with your child is going to be different than how someone else connects with their child.
That's right. But you can use things like Parenting Matters and other things to get inspiration for what you should do, right? Because, not everybody is creative enough to come up with a lot of these things.
That's me. And I'm so always stealing ideas.
Yeah, you got to get down there and get some ideas that are realistic and work for you.
Yep.
There are a lot of ideas out there that are highly unrealistic and would cause you more anxiety than not doing them. So, and that's not our goal. We don't want you to do things that create more anxiety. Right. We want you to do things that are effective, things that work into your strengths, work into your what God has given you to do, right? That's the thing. God has given and created us all unique and different.
Yeah,
we need to lean into that, and we need to lean into God even more when our weaknesses are more evident, because He will carry us through our weakness, and He works the most in our weakness. So that would certainly be our encouragement today. So that was good. Anything else?
I think that's it.
Okay, well, it's kind of short and sweet, but I do think certainly timely and something that a lot of people need to hear. I know I need to hear things like that to help just my own, to talk through my own stress level.
Right.
To talk through my own anxieties and fears of things that are going on. Hopefully you will find someone in your life that you can do the exact same thing to, just talk it out. Get into conversation with them, see how they're doing. Don't ever forget to do that. If you ever find yourself just being the one-sided voice,
talking,
they may be a great listener, but make sure you're checking in on them as well. Ask them how they're doing and give them the opportunity and the space to truly lean in to you as well. So be that vessel also that can be very helpful to help someone else's anxiety, because they probably have just as much as you do.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Right.
Well, if you don't have anything else, this has been Parenting Matters. We're so glad that you've joined us. We ask you to subscribe if you haven't already. Like, rate, 5 stars, all the good things that help us out and get the word out. We've got a lot of episodes now, and you can go back if you haven't listened to Parenting Matters. There's a lot of different things that will cover a lot of the topics that you probably have going on. You'll also notice that we've probably gotten better as we've gone through. If not, well, that's rough too. So anyway, thank you so much for joining us. We hope you have a great week, and we'll see you again next week.
Goodbye.